You're listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Esther chapter 7, and we'll be reading from the New Living Translation. So the king and Haman went to Queen Esther's banquet. On this second occasion, while they were drinking wine, the king again said to Esther, "Tell me what you want, Queen Esther. What is your request? I will give it to you, even if it is half the kingdom." Queen Esther replied, "If I have found favor with the king, and if it pleases the king to grant my request, I ask that my life and the lives of my people will be spared. For my people and I have been sold to those who would kill, slaughter, and annihilate us. If we had merely been sold as slaves, I could remain quiet, for that would be too trivial a matter to warrant disturbing the king." "Who would do such a thing?" King Xerxes demanded. "Who would be so presumptuous as to touch you?" Esther replied, "This wicked Haman is our adversary and our enemy." Haman grew pale with fright before the king and queen. Then the king jumped to his feet in a rage and went out into the palace garden. Haman, however, stayed behind to plead for his life with Queen Esther, for he knew that the king intended to kill him. In despair, he fell on the couch where Queen Esther was reclining, just as the king was returning from the palace garden. The king exclaimed, "Will he even assault the queen right here in the palace before my very eyes?" And as soon as the king spoke, his attendants covered Haman's face, signaling his doom. Then Harbona, one of the king's eunuchs, said, "Haman has set up a sharpened pole that stands 75 feet tall in his own courtyard. He intended to use it to impale Mordecai, the man who saved the king from assassination." "Then impale Haman on it," the king ordered. So they impaled Haman on the pole he had set up for Mordecai, and the king's anger subsided. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to look at it together today. And Lord, as we look at this portion of Scripture, we can see that you had shown favor to Esther, and that you were using her to protect the Jewish people from Haman, who had intended to kill them. And Lord, as we could see by just taking a quick glance at human history, it seems like there's always somebody trying to annihilate the Jewish people. Even in recent history, we've seen that take place. And Lord, we know that there's more to it than just political issues or political concerns. We know, Lord, that there's a spiritual component to it, because it was through the Jewish people that your son, Jesus Christ, came into this world. And Satan has repeatedly sought to attack them time and time again. Lord, we're grateful for the promises of Scripture. We're grateful for the fact that you tell us in your word that there's going to be a great harvest of believers that come from the Jewish nation, that there are many who will turn to faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, and will come to know him as their Savior and Messiah. We're grateful for that, Lord, and we look forward to that day. And we're thankful, Lord, for your choice to reveal to us our need for Jesus Christ to be our Savior as well. Lord, we pray that throughout the course of today and every day, that we would live our lives in such a way that we bring you honor and glory, and we show that our faith in Jesus Christ is absolutely genuine and true. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for your presence with us today. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to today's episode. For more resources to help you in your walk with Christ, please visit DesireJesus.com.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian prayer meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian prayer meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.